Coach Logan with a quick comment. Raise your hand.
How's everybody today? Who moved the step? I've been walking up here. I was over here though, before. I don't respond well to change. Well, I think it's really important for our players to really stay focused on what we need to do as a team to get better, pay attention to detail, do the little things right. I think those things obviously become more important when you play a good opponent, which we're certainly going to be challenged with, this weekend, this Saturday when we play Texas A&M. These guys have really good team speed, really put up big numbers on offense. They're playing really well on defense, and we're going to have to finish, play better, stay more focused, be able to sustain in the game for 60 minutes. And hopefully, we'll have a big game atmosphere in Bryant-Denny Stadium where the fans are into it and really help our team, keep the emotional level in a difficult game where it needs to be so that we can continue to persevere and execute for 60 minutes in the game and maybe have some effect on their ability to execute. So we need to make our stadium an advantage for us this weekend, and I hope our fans really respond to that.
Okay. Coach, we'll start the middle with Mike.
Yeah, just wonder, how do you like the distribution of carries and receptions you've had so far with your offense?
The distribution of?
It's pretty equal in the distribution of carries and receptions. Pretty equal.
Talking about with the running backs?
And receivers.
Yeah, well, we feel like we have three really good players. We want them all to contribute. And I know that each one of those guys has contributed in a very positive way. And I'm sure that they all wish that they could have a few more carries. But I'm sure as the season wears on, they'll get plenty of football and plenty of opportunities. And I think what every player on our team needs to focus on is improving. Not necessarily your status or how many yards you gained or how many carries you got, but what kind of player am I when I play? Do I play well? Because basically that's what you're going to get evaluated on. And you need to be a complete player. That means you need to not only just carry the ball, but you need to block. You need to pass protect. You need to be a good pass receiver. There's a lot of things that make you a complete player that we feel fortunate with the guys that we have and the job that they do, but that's what they all need to stay focused on.
Coach, we're on the right with Ben.
As offense around college football and your all's offense has kind of changed over the years, have you recruited any different kind of offensive linemen or put more emphasis on certain attributes?
No, we still think a good offensive lineman is what he's always been. Someone who can be physical on the line of scrimmage to get movement and athletic enough to pass block and have the range to play on the edges, and guys that have power and good balance inside so that we can get movement when we run the ball, and athletic enough to be able to pass protect when we need to throw it. So that really hadn't changed much for us.
We'll stay over here with Tony.
How have you been able to utilize Irv Smith in the offense, and how dangerous of a weapon can he be mismatch-wise?
Well, Irv's a really good player. He's played well this year. He does all phases of what we do well. He's a good receiver, he's a good off-the-ball blocker, he's a good on-the-ball blocker, and he's got really good hands, and he's a good receiver, and he's fast enough to be a threat downfield. So we have some weapons, he's one of them. Hopefully we'll be able to utilize that, because sometimes people lose that guy. The tight end is an easy guy to lose.
Jeff Banks, how beneficial is it to have him working with your kickers, given his extensive experience as a special teams coordinator and the fact that he also punted in college?
Well, I think Jeff does a really, really good job for us. It was philosophically what I wanted to do, and one of the reasons that I promoted a 10th coach on the staff is I thought, whether it be specialists or just guys that play in a kicking game, had a real special teams coach and not just another coach who tried to coach special teams and try to learn about it. And Jeff is certainly that. He views himself as a special teams coach. He does a really good job. The players respond well to him. He's got sound systems and schemes, and I think that it's been a really good addition to our staff, and I think we've had some production on special teams so far this year, and I think we've also left some out there with penalties and some, you know, a couple missed assignments where we're one play away, one block away, or whatever, from having, you know, more production.
Great, Coach. That's all we got for that. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.